Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, who we have? Mom?
Yes.
Angela with you guys?
No, she's going to book club.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty, correct?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, Sister Shirley, if you want to pick up and read it in Deuteronomy 17.
Deuteronomy 17. Do not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or a sheep that has any defect or flaw in it, for that would be detectable to him. If a man or woman living among you in one of the towns the Lord gives you is found doing evil in the eyes of the Lord, your God, in violation of his covenant, and contrary to my command, has worshipped other gods, bowing down to them, or to the sun or moon, or the stars or the sky, and this has been brought to your attention, then you must investigate it thoroughly. If it is true, and it has been proven that this detestable thing has been done in Israel, take the man or woman who has done this evil deed to your city gate and stone that person to death. On the testimony of two or three witnesses, a man shall be put to death, but no one shall be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. The hands of the wicked witnesses must be the first in putting him to death, and then the hands of all the people. You must purge the evil from among you. If cases come before your courts that are too difficult for you to judge, whether bloodshed, lawsuit, or assault, take them to the place the Lord your God will choose. Go to the priests who are Levites and to the judge who is an officer at the time. Inquire of them, and they will give you the verdict. You must act according to the decision they give you at the place the Lord will choose. Be careful to do everything they direct you to do. Act according to the law they teach you and the decision they give you. Do not turn aside from what they tell you, to the right or to the left. The man who shows contempt for the judge or the priest who stands ministering there to the Lord your God must be put to death. You must purge the evil from Israel. All the people will hear and be afraid and will not be contemptuous again. When you enter the land the Lord your God has given you and have taken possession of it and settled in it, and you say, let us set a king over us like all the nations around us, be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your own brothers. Do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not a brother Israelite. The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again. He must not take many wives or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the priest who are Levites. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his brother, and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. I have read the entire Deuteronomy 17th chapter.
Amen.
Okay, we had a few calls to call in. I see Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Janet.
Evening.
Good evening.
Let's see. We have Brother Daniel. And we have Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, everybody, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll do a final roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Mom Hubert, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Brother Daniel, and Auntie Dot, and myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Mama Hubert, I hope you got it.
Oh, boy.
Well, we come to thee once again in our most humble name. In more humble way, in our holy name. Let us bless this prayer line today that we all may share something that is good upon thy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. First, I'll start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 3, 1 through 11. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man could do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvelous not that I say unto thee, must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whether it comes and whither it goes. So in everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that we do not know, and testify that we have seen, and receive not our witness. If I had told you early, if I had told you earthly things and believe not, how shall I believe? If I told you a heavenly thing, and no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have a lasting eternal life. For God sent into his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of John. And I can't remember if I thank Sister Shirley for the reading in Deuteronomy.
Amen.
And Hubert
Amen.
Blessing the prayer line. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalms 19.
Amen.
The heavens declares the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is that servant warned, and in keeping of them there are great rewards. Who can understand his arrows? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. I didn't get where you were reading from.
Psalms 19.
Psalms 19. Okay. Thank you for that reading.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, but now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with evildoers. Peace be unto Israel. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalms 125. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Luke 14:25-35, and the subject is saying salt to Christians. Some people have to use salt substitute for health reasons, but nothing is better than the taste of real salt. It tastes feels distinctly. It brings to life and flavor of certain food. Without salt, certain food tastes bland and bitter. To some, unsalted food is not worth eating. As Jesus addressed the multitude, he compared those who claim a strong faith that is evident by the way they live to salt that has lost its saltness. In effect, Jesus declared that salt without flavor is not fit to human consumption. Those who would be the salt of the earth and who would season the world with the flavor of God's love must count the cost of this discipleship. Forsaking everything to follow Jesus and make the work of the kingdom first priority in their lives. Anyone who does it like a salty substitute with no strength or life, alternated power working through them. Jesus' true disciples favor the life of those that meet with miracle working power, spiritual excitement, and enthusiasm. Jesus' disciples, savior of flavor, and make a difference in the world. Let us so live that we are truly the salt of the earth, not salt substitute. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Let's see. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Isaiah 43. But now, saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and when the river and through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for my ransom, Ethiopia to thee. since thou wasn't precious, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far and my daughter from the end of the earth. For everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nation gather together and all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say the truth. Ye are my witness, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither there will be after me. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah. Let's see. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out the Book of Psalms. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by springs of water, which yieldeth fruit this season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prosper, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, no sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Mother May, Auntie Waleen, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, the Ross family, the Lowe's family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, LaTanya and family, Andrew and family, Charles and family, the Moody family, Lenny and family, the Peters family, Larry Lucas and family, Carlos and the Wells family, SMA and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Werner family, Reverend Slappy and family, the Moore family, Jarrell and family, the Brown family, Marianne and family, the Franklin family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that the shed blood of Jesus cover us from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we ask that the blood of Jesus go on the inside of our sick and shut in and cleanse them of anything that is not of you, out of them, away from them, and never to return again. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, birthdays, week of October the 20th through the 26th.
Okay. Dot is on the 23rd, and we have Nick on the 22nd, and look like It is Walter William on the 24th. That's right.
Yeah.
That's all I can. Yeah. Okay. That's what I can recognize out of Angelo's birthday. Do you have any, Greta?
No, ma'am. No, I don't. I don't have it. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
I sure will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. Happy, happy birthday. And many, 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 many more. God bless you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet. Then we reach the part of the program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song or poem, and I'll just go down the list. First I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of the book of Revelation chapter 1, starting at verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which were written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and has made us king and priest unto God and the Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Revelation. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Till the goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flame, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 1 Corinthians. Let's see here. I will go next, and wow. I'm reading from the Daily Bread. It says, tell me the story, and you can get the reading out of 1 Corinthians 10.
Mm.
The story of the Bible was never meant to be outgrown. They are a profound lesson to be learned from the amazing accounts of those who faced giants, floods, and fish. Hundreds of years after the fact, Paul explained that the things that happened to Moses and the Israelites as they wandered through the desert happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition. These stories are about us. They mirror the tensions we face daily as we too seek to apply God's will and ways to the reality of our lives. They teach us of the treachery of sin, our desperate need to trust God, and the importance of staying faithful and true to Him, regardless of what happens. So don't ignore these stories. You might be surprised what God wants to teach you through them. Stories from the past can give us pointers for the present. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news? Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee, keep thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forward and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my devotional, Pledges of Riches, A Feet for Living. I'm not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what people say about me. I am the beloved of God. It's who I am. No one can take it from me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to hurry. I can trust my friend Jesus and share his love with the whole world. If I do these things, I will be transformed into that person who God has created me to be. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Emotional. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise for testimony song or poem you like to share with the group tonight?
We have a
know it's cool.
I'm not sure.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm trying to play a song. Let's see, can I get it to work?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sing the song without the music.
No.
Sing the song yourself. Leave the music off.
What is, what's the song, Auntie Dot?
Yeah.
Huh?
All of my
hair. I can't hear you.
All of my hair.
Okay.
All of my hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't get it.
It's not working tonight for me.
No. Yeah, I hear it.
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
What?
Why is it making it?
I don't know.
Talk
to
you at the phone.
Well, that's all with it here. Okay. I pass you in that rather. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. I pass. I can't get it to play.
Okay.
It is what it's doing.
Car, can you play it?
Huh?
That's okay. You want to play with the other phone? With the other phone, got too much static in it.
Okay.
Uh huh. Well,
okay.
I pass.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see here. Mom, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report, plus I want to read a poem afterwards. On Tuesday,
amen.
I had surgery in my eye, which they put a some kind of implant in my eye for glaucoma. But my eye is very good. They gave me a shot. They gave me a shot for my eye so I wouldn't feel nothing, and that helped my pain in my leg. So I've been doing good ever since.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Well, I want to read this poem. I will worship you. Sometimes the child can feel so weak, and words of faith are hard to speak. Cause it seems my prayer falls on deaf ear. It is silent. I may share some tears. But my faith is not in how I feel. Those in threat of harm can seem so real. And should this whole world fall apart, deep within my heart of hearts, I know that I will worship, I will worship, I will worship you. In the warmth of the bright sunshine, in the coldness of the darkest night, Lord, I will draw near
as you wash away my sin. I will cling to you, and I will sing to you. Sweet praise and worship, I will worship you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report and that poem, Mom. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let's see here. That looked like that took care of everyone. Let's see here. All right, so we're at the closing prayer. Before we go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay, well, I would like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We love you and we miss you.
Ooh,
amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Hubert.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace is for me. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I'm still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray that everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, lost, in Jesus' name is life for me. Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see here. Now, taking on parts for next week. Do I have any volunteer for a read in Deuteronomy 18?
I will do it.
And that is
Mom.
Whom?
Mom.
Mother May?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone volunteering for the opening prayer? How about the sick and shut in, anyone?
I'll take the sick and shut in.
Auntie Carrie. Anyone for the closing prayer? That was Brother Hubert.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, Daniel just listened.
Daniel just listened. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone's on mute.
He the only man on the phone. It's Hubert.
No, I read the phone. I just listen.
Yeah.
But you volunteered for the opening prayer?
Huh? My phone breaking, so I can't eat.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so next week we have Mother May doing Deuteronomy, Auntie Carrie doing the sick and shut in, and we have Brother Hubert doing the closing prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. Bless our schools and bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
I love you all, and good night.